crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. City crime rates in Canada, current trends and insights. Canada, known for its high standard of living and picturesque landscapes, faces urban crime concerns like any other country. Surprisingly, crime rates vary significantly across different cities, with some experiencing higher levels of criminal activity than others. The Crime Severity Index and Crime Index are crucial metrics used to measure crime levels, providing insights into the safety of urban centers. According to recent statistics from reliable sources, including Statistics Canada, the overall crime landscape is complex, with certain cities showing concerning trends. This comprehensive analysis will explore the current state of crime across Canada's major urban centers, examining the factors that contribute to safety and crime rates. By understanding these trends, we can better address the challenges and identify areas of improvement. Understanding crime measurement in Canada. Measuring crime in Canada involves a multifaceted approach that includes various indices to provide a comprehensive view of urban security. To understand the crime landscape, it's crucial to examine the tools used to measure crime levels. The Crime Severity Index explained. The Crime Severity Index, CSI, is a statistical measure that reflects the relative severity of crime in a given area. It takes into account both of the volume and severity of police-reported crimes, providing a more nuanced understanding of crime than raw crime rates alone. The CSI is calculated based on the crime rates and the severity of crimes, which are weighted according to their perceived impact on society. The use of the CSI allows for a more detailed comparison of crime levels across different regions, helping to identify areas with higher crime severity. This information is invaluable for law enforcement agencies and policymakers seeking to address crime effectively. Difference between Crime Index and Safety Index. The Crime Index and Safety Index are complementary metrics used to evaluate urban security. The Crime Index measures the perceived level of crime in a given area on a scale of 0-100, with higher values indicating greater crime concerns. Conversely, the Safety Index, calculated as 100 minus the Crime Index, provides a positive measurement where higher values represent greater perceived safety. The Crime Index and Safety Index incorporate various crime categories, including violent crimes, property crimes, and other offenses, weighted according to their perceived impact on residents' sense of security. Understanding the relationship between these two indices helps contextualize city rankings. For instance, a city with a crime index of 60 would have a corresponding safety index of 40, placing it in the moderate crime category. Unlike the Crime Severity Index, which relies on official police-reported data, these indices often incorporate survey data and public perception, providing a different perspective on urban safety. For more information on Canada's crime rates and how they are measured, visit hcanadacanadacrime.ca, crime-capital-of-canada, explore Canada's crime rates. Current city crime rates in Canada. Top 10 most dangerous cities. The crime landscape across Canadian cities reveals a concerning trend, with certain urban areas facing higher crime rates. Understanding the specifics of these crime rates is essential for addressing the underlying issues. Surrey, Canada's highest crime index city. Surrey stands out with the highest crime index in Canada, driven by a combination of factors, including socioeconomic challenges and gang-related activities. Efforts to combat crime in Surrey involve community policing and targeted law enforcement strategies. Kelowna, rising crime concerns. Kelowna has seen a rise in crime concerns, with increases in both property and violent crimes. The local authorities are responding with enhanced community engagement and crime prevention programs. Sudbury, socioeconomic challenges and crime. Substance abuse and mental health issues are closely linked to crime in urban areas. The prevalence of drug-related offenses and crimes committed under the influence highlights the need for comprehensive public health strategies. Providing adequate support for mental health and substance abuse treatment can help reduce crime rates. Law enforcement resources and strategies. The allocation of law enforcement resources and the strategies employed significantly impact crime rates. Cities that adopt proactive policing strategies, such as hotspot policing and community policing, often see reductions in crime. The use of modern technology, including surveillance cameras and predictive analytics, also plays a crucial role in enhancing public safety. Effective crime prevention in Canadian cities requires a multifaceted approach that addresses the various factors influencing crime rates. By understanding and tackling these issues, cities can work towards creating safer environments for their residents. Crime prevention initiatives in Canadian cities. Crime prevention in Canadian cities involves a combination of community-based programs, technological advancements, and social support systems. These initiatives aim to address the root causes of crime and enhance public safety. Community-based prevention programs are crucial in Canadian cities. These programs focus on building trust between law enforcement and the community, providing education, and promoting social cohesion. For instance, neighborhood watch programs and community policing initiatives have been effective in reducing crime rates. You can explore more about crime rates in Canada on canadacrime.ca. Technology and surveillance in crime prevention. The use of technology and surveillance has become a significant aspect of crime prevention in Canadian cities. CCTV cameras, crime mapping software, and other digital tools help law enforcement agencies to monitor and respond to criminal activity more effectively. These technologies not only deter crime, but also aid in investigations. Rehabilitation and social support systems. Rehabilitation programs focusing on offender reintegration have shown effectiveness in reducing recidivism. Employment assistance, housing support, and skill development are key components of successful initiatives. Additionally, mental health diversion programs and housing first initiatives have proven particularly effective for reducing criminal involvement among vulnerable populations. Initiative description, outcome rehabilitation programs, employment assistance, housing support, and skill development. Reduced recidivism, mental health diversion, connecting individuals with treatment rather than criminal sanctions. Reduced incarceration, addressed underlying factors. Housing first initiatives, stable accommodation with support services, reduced criminal involvement among homeless populations. Conclusion, the future of urban safety in Canada. The 2025 Crime Index has shed light on the diverse urban safety trends across Canada, highlighting both challenges and successes. While cities like Surrey and Kelowna face rising crime rates, others such as Quebec City and Oakville continue to set benchmarks for safety. To address the evolving crime landscape, it's crucial to adopt evidence-based approaches that combine enforcement, prevention, and intervention strategies. Canada's urban safety landscape requires nuanced approaches that address regional variations and emerging challenges. Key factors shaping the future of urban safety include technological advancements, climate change, and community engagement. By leveraging these elements, Canadian cities can work towards creating safer communities and maintaining Canada's reputation as one of the safest countries globally. FAQ: What is the Crime Severity Index? And how is it used to measure crime? The Crime Severity Index is a statistical measure used by Statistics Canada to assess the level of crime in different areas. It takes into account the volume and severity of crimes reported to the police, providing a more nuanced understanding of crime trends. How does the Crime Severity Index differ from the traditional crime rate? Unlike traditional crime rates, which simply count the number of crimes, the Crime Severity Index weights crimes based on their seriousness, allowing for a more accurate comparison of crime levels across different regions. What are some of the factors contributing to high crime rates in certain Canadian cities? Factors such as socioeconomic challenges, substance abuse, and lack of access to education and job opportunities can contribute to higher crime rates in certain areas. How do law enforcement strategies impact crime rates in Canadian cities? Effective law enforcement strategies, including community policing and targeted interventions, can help reduce crime rates by addressing the root causes of crime and improving public trust in law enforcement. What role do community-based prevention programs play in reducing crime? Community-based prevention programs, such as job training initiatives and social support services, can help prevent crime by addressing the underlying factors that contribute to criminal behavior. How do regional crime trends vary across Canadian provinces? Crime trends can vary significantly across different provinces, with some regions experiencing higher rates of violent crime or property crime due to factors such as socioeconomic conditions and demographic characteristics. What are some of the most effective ways to prevent youth crime in urban centers? Effective strategies for preventing youth crime include providing access to education and job training, as well as social support services and mentorship programs that help young people develop positive relationships and life skills.